Hello and welcome to Barely Contained, the celebrity journalism podcast that refuses to wilt under the New Year lights and knows trebles are for show, but doubles are for dough. I'm Chris Big Fish Beckett and I'm joined by Matt Iron Wrist Withers. Matt, Happy New Year. Hello.
Hello, Happy New Year. I like Iron Wrist. Thank you. I'll take that.
Yeah, yeah, good. you have full rights to change, but I thought, you know, the spirit New Year, it's not about self-improvement, is it? It's just about, you know, darts, world's strongest man, you know, riding on the very last coattails of Christmas.
Yep, very much. We're recording this on the 3rd. I'm looking across the room, still got the tree up.
Yeah, us too.
But Chris, a new year means new online celebrity journalism stories, does it not?
For the sake of that segue, I hope so. It does. Let's hear some.
Well, this is a story from the Daily Mail online, and it is a story that took place just ahead of Christmas, but I think it's still worth recording because I think it's a very important piece of journalism. And it's headlined, Justin Bieber yawns as he drives Hayley around in his Land Rover before swank dinner date ahead of Christmas.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it, how so many important stories just get put out under the radar.
Yeah, they're forgotten. It's almost like his PR people want to bury this yawn.
Yeah. God. Wow.
So, serious faces and voices on. It begins. Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber was seen not bothering to stifle a yawn as he drove his wife Hayley around in his Land Rover Defender in Los Angeles ahead of Christmas.
Not even bothering to stifle a yawn.
He just doesn't care. He doesn't care, this guy, does he? This is what it's like for the rich and famous. You need to stifle a yawn.
It's one rule for the A-listers, another for the rest of us.
Yeah, a lovely sentence, I think, there. You know, I like stifle. Only ever really used in conjunction with a yawn, I feel. It's not a go-to word for most people.
Yeah, exactly.
Stifle. Very important. We get the exact make and model of his car early on as well in the intro. As a cloud of speculation hangs over their marriage, the 31-year-old singer and the 29-year-old Nepo baby were seen enjoying a Yuletide outing together.
God, I mean, you know, I'm sure a lot of people think, oh, you know, sometimes would I trade my life for these people? But then you just, you know, constantly having to face stories where you're just described as a Nepo baby.
Yeah. It's like it's an actual job. It's just a statement of fact here, isn't it? Like she's filling out a passport application form or a visa or something. It's like occupation, Nepo baby.
And it hasn't even bothered, you know, like just in terms of getting the story across, it hasn't even bothered to give her surname. I mean, presumably she's Hailey Bieber, but the Nepo element, you know, is she Hailey Baldwin? Is that right?
Hailey Trump. I don't know. Actually, I don't know. Is she part of the Baldwin clan?
I think so. I mean, lawyers, please feel free to correct me. But yes, I think that's where the Nepo comes from.
So is that Mike Baldwin who runs the underwear factory on Coronation Street?
No, although that would make sense. You know, like that's certainly something that you could, you know, eat out on. For many, many years and generations.
She inherited the factory, and that's how Bieber came across her.
Never had to work again.
Depending on customization, his vehicle costs between $60,000 to $170,000, which is nevertheless modest compared to Hayley's eye-popping $250,000 Mercedes Maybach.
Easy there, Clarkson.
It's a very early on in the story to be introducing such an unnecessary level of detail.
Yes, but what about the seat interior options?
Also, his vehicle cost between 60 and 170K. I mean, that's a big difference, isn't it? It's a difference threefold.
Yeah, you'd probably want to shop around.
The baby crooner cut a casual figure as he drove the car one-handed, letting his other arm rest on the sill of the open window.
God, he's barely stifling a yawn. He's driving around one-handed. This
Yeah.
is a man. He's on the edge, isn't he?
Come on, Justin. We all remember our driving lessons. The hands should be at 10 to 2.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, Haley appeared similarly relaxed as she lounged in the front passenger seat, wearing a stylish pair of gleaming slender shades.
They're in a tough time of it, clearly.
Quite the tongue twister, that one. And she was just lounging in the front passenger seat. Some would say sitting. Here it says lounging. That evening, they were glimpsed stepping out for a dinner date to the South Beverly Grill, a neighborhood mainstay in Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah. I can't say I know it, but yeah, I'll believe you.
Yep, I've never been to Beverly Hills. I'll be honest, probably not going to happen for me now. So yeah, take
Don't
their
write it
word.
off, Matt.
And then we get two pictures of him here, as it says, not bothering to stifle a yawn.
Yeah.
Justin was a striking presence in a camouflage t-shirt over a matching sweatshirt, teamed with off-white drawstring trousers and sunglasses at night.
But would he be a striking presence if that camouflage t-shirt was doing its job?
Exactly. It's a shit camouflage t-shirt.
Let
It's
him
terrible.
stand out.
Theoretically, you shouldn't be able to see him.
He should just be a head.
It should look like there's nobody driving it. I'm a bit confused here. You cannot tell from those pictures what sort of trousers he has on. Can you not? Yeah. And also, what does it mean, sunglasses at night? These pictures aren't taken at night. I mean, it's quite
No.
clearly light in these pictures.
Yeah, I don't get it. Unless that's a type of sunglasses, I don't. Yeah, in
Haven't got
which
a
case, it's
clue.
passed me by.
Pass me by. Meanwhile, Haley was wrapped in a long, fuzzy walnut brown coat over a slimming white top and a set of high-waisted jeans for her latest night on the town.
Okay, it feels like we flashed forward, haven't we, to like their dinner date.
Yes. And a
But
latest night on the town. And what are they suggesting? She's some kind of dirty stop out. And what's a
oh dear.
fuzzy walnut brown coat? I'm very confused.
Yeah, it's what, yeah, I don't know. A lot. Is it going to shed? That's
Yeah,
something I would always consider if I was buying a coat.
especially given how expensive the seat covers probably are in this car.
Oh, yeah.
Then on Christmas Eve, Justin fired up his Instagram to offer up a few glimpses of the family's festivities, including a couple of shots of his son Jack Blues One.
It's the tradition now, isn't it? You know, turn on the Christmas lights, light the log fire, and fire up the Instagram.
Fire up the Instagram, and his son is called Jack Blues. What?
Yeah.
Blues his middle name?
Jack Blues Bieber.
Jack Blues Bieber. Oh, it's
Hmm.
different world, isn't it? I mean, we've been doing
It
this for
is.
years. I'm still always shocked. It's just a different world for these
Yeah.
people. Jack, who was born in August 2024 and is celebrating his second Christmas, was wearing a
Thanks.
cheerful red sweater with a Santa hat.
Yes, I mean he hasn't. I like the fact that, you know, he's only one. They haven't quite decided that he's wearing things for a particular look or angle.
One of the photos showed him walking along the interior of what appeared to be a private jet, the destination of which was unclear.
Oh, God. It's obviously one of those cheap private jets that doesn't have an LED display of the next stop.
Or one of those screens in the seat in front of you where you can follow your journey on
Oh,
a
yeah.
map,
I
which is
like those.
always very entertaining. The album also contained a look inside the Bieber residence, where gifts were heaped by a decorated tree and the stockings were hung from the mantelpiece. Some would say the traditional way. On May the 28th, Hayley revealed she had sold her cosmetics brand Rho to ELF Beauty in a staggering $1 billion deal. Why are we suddenly going back to May the 28th very specifically?
Yes, it's a bit of a flashback, isn't it? And also, like, you know, they started off calling her a Nepo baby, and now they're actually having to concede that she sold a business for $1 billion.
Yeah, some would say an astonishingly successful businesswoman.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing probably the earner in this relationship.
Yep.
Because Bieber's clearly a rich man, but I don't think he's probably worth $1 billion, is he?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. But, you know, they're a power couple.
Bieber first launched the highly anticipated line in June 2022, starting with just three products: peptide glazing fluid, barrier restore cream, and peptide lip treatment.
Yeah, that's the 3 degrees as I know them.
Yeah, highly anticipated. And then it goes on and on, really. I don't know how much
it goes
you want
on
to go.
And on and
it,
on.
It really, really, it goes into great detail of how she founded the company and how invigorated, excited, and more ready than ever she is to be Chief Creative Officer, Head of Innovation of Rode, as well as Strategic Advisor to ELF Beauty. And it really is making this Nepo baby thing sound more and more unfair.
Yeah, yeah. But no, fair play to her.
And then it goes into more detail about Tarang Amin, the CEO of ELF Beauty. So I think by this point, we've got a long way from what we were told was going to be a story about a man stifling a yawn.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, I think it's poorer for it.
It really is. If I wanted this, this podcast would be about the business pages.
Yeah, this isn't Diary of a CEO.
It very much isn't. It very much isn't. So I suggest that we probably leave that story where it is there, unless you've spotted any interesting comments.
Okay. Well, this is one. Sunday Tree Fiend from Vancouver writes, "Don't these people do anything besides eat out? With all that MSG, no wonder they've got problems."
Wow. How do they know what they're eating?
It's a rare diss for MSG in the comment section.
Yeah, it very rarely comes up.
And then Get Super Real from San Antonio writes, "Pet peeve, people who do not cover their mouths when they yawn do not want to see that crevice." Crevice?
Wow.
But what do I know? It's got 11 likes and only one down vote. So, you know, Get Super Real. You'll clearly have your finger on the pulse.
Right, Chris, for our next story, I think you're having a look at a family who actually have dominated much of celebrity online journalism recently, but I don't think we've ever touched on them.
No, we haven't. But, you know, there's no time like the present. And I think, you know, as I'm sure you'll agree, like we've managed to sort of get in at the peak moment where it's, you know, as newsworthy as possible. So this is a headline from the Mirror Online, and it reads, "Holly Ramsey's bridesmaids mocked for spring onion bouquets."
Oh, I love it already.
Yeah. So are you familiar with this story?
Do you know what? I'm not really. So it has been, this lot have been reported on a lot on the online journalism showbiz pages in recent weeks. And it's kind of passed me by. Well, Holly Ramsey is the daughter of Gordon Ramsey, I think I'm right in saying.
Yeah.
And she's spot just on. Got married to somebody called Adam Peaty.
Yes. So he is, well, he's a multi-Olympic medalist, swimming, usually gold, very good at the breaststroke. And he was also on Strictly Come Dancing, where he did, I think he did pretty well there as well. Very, very competitive, as you can imagine. But yeah, these nuptials seem to have been plagued by controversy, or at least the papers would have you believe. There's been all sorts of sort of shenanigans in the run-up and potential family fallouts. But yeah, the latest is all to do with spring onions.
Of which I am a big fan.
Yeah, well, as I said, we're getting in at the when the going's good. So the subhead is Holly Ramsey's bridesmaids have been labeled on brand after followers joke that their bouquets looked like spring onions. Yeah. So Holly Ramsey's bridesmaids have been mocked online for their bouquets at her star-studded wedding as they compared the flowers to a bunch of spring onions, joking it was a homage to her chef father, Gordon Ramsay.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there'll be more to the story than this.
Well, I don't share your confidence.
Okay, let's carry on.
I mean, it would be a lovely homage because when I think of Gordon Ramsay, Chris, I think he's the guy who cooks with spring onions.
Yeah, exactly. He
Spring
loves
onion
them.
craze, that guy.
Yeah. The number of times he goes into a struggling restaurant and says, "Look, what are you doing? Your chef's passed out drunk. You know, your maitre d', he's got mental health issues. But the biggest problem is you've got no spring onions on your menu. What the F are you doing?"
Yep.
Accompanied by her proud father, Gordon, 25-year-old Holly could be seen beaming from ear to ear as she married her Olympian sweetheart, Adam Peaty, at the weekend. They officially tied the knot in a ceremony at Bath Abbey on Saturday before throwing a lavish reception at Kin House. Holly's looked stunning on her special day as she was accompanied by her bridal party, which included her two sisters, Megan, 27, and Tilly, 24, as well as her sister-in-law, Bethany, 32. The group arrived carrying bouquets of calla lilies, which are known to symbolize purity and resurrection, as well as meaning beauty and devotion.
Yeah, that's been copy and pasted off somewhere else, hasn't
Resurrection.
it?
I mean, you know, I'm assuming it's a, you know, it's a kind of religious connotation, and it's not some, you know, sort of Voldemort style pursuit
I
of
would have thought
coming back from the
so.
dead.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
While the flowers have a special meaning behind them, Holly's bridesmaids were mocked online for the flowers having a resemblance to onions.
Oh
Oh,
dear.
not onions, spring onions.
Yeah,
You can't
very.
shorten spring onions to onions.
No, spring onions are a very specific onion.
Yeah.
So get it right.
Yeah. I mean, you could say, what's it, what are they called? Is it scallions internationally, I think?
I think in the US they say scallions, don't they? But
Yeah.
yeah, these are spring onions. You do not want the spring onion marketing board coming down on your ass. Because they are highly litigious.
Yeah, definitely. One follower wrote online, "Gordon Ramsay's daughter having the bridesmaids carry spring onions at her wedding is so on brand." While another added, "Absolutely obsessed with Gordon's influence making the bridesmaids carry in the ingredients for the wedding breakfast, though. Iconic."
Absolutely obsessed.
Yeah.
What a thing to be obsessed with.
Yeah. Another person added, "I don't know why everyone keeps saying they're lilies. They're clearly spring onions." While another joked, "Looks more like celery to me."
Is that a joke? It's not much of a joke, is it?
It's not. And to be fair, they do look much more like spring onions.
Yeah, they don't look like celery at all.
Yeah.
They're quite bulbous at the end, which for me is the classic mark of a spring onion.
Yeah. Oh, it's just, yeah, coming to the late to the party with that joke. The light-hearted jokes come amid a family feud, which built up ahead of the couple's special day. This included the majority of Adam's family being absent from the Abbey following an almighty row that saw mum Caroline Peaty banned altogether.
Wow.
While the fallout had the potential to ruin the big day, body language and communications expert Judy James
Oh, here we
said
go.
Holly was confident and fully in control as she walked into the church.
Here we go. She always finds an angle, doesn't she?
Yeah, Judy, very much a friend of the podcast. Judy told the Mirror, "Holly looked very much like the confident and radiantly happy bride, fully in control of her image as she walked into church with Dad Gordon. Her dress was artfully swathed and concealed under a silk cloak that she kept pulled in front of her torso to avoid any leaks of the design."
What?
We've already said it's spring onions. Her smile was very A-list, aimed in part at the ground, although she also raised her head to share her happiness.
Oh, this is such rubbish, isn't it? A smile was very A-list. What does that even mean?
Why is she aiming it at the
Don't Amy
ground?
Dame Euryalus smile at the ground.
You can't flash a megawatt smile at, you know, terra firma. Picking up on the stark differences between father and daughter, Judy continued, "It was Gordon looking nervous here, not Holly." Glancing around warily as the crowd pressed in, his facial expression and eye dart suggested a state of concentration and a desire to protect his daughter.
Well, more likely, he's thinking, hang on, aren't they my spring onions?
Yeah, what's going on? Restaurant's going to be short now.
Yeah, it was spring onion soup today.
Commenting on the pair's entrance from the church as a married couple, Judy revealed, "It's pretty clear from this body language that Adam and Holly have managed to put all the controversy surrounding their marriage to one side and to focus on being in love and enjoying their day."
God, this woman is incredible, isn't she?
Who says body language can't tell you much? Wow, are there any comments that you've noticed in this
I mean,
one?
There are comments, but I mean, frankly, they are rude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's people here being quite rude about some people's appearances, so we won't give them the oxygen. Somebody says lilies are funeral flowers.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, and then otherwise, Gibbo 45 says Daddy will have provided them from the kitchen, and that they've given themselves a laughing emoji and a thumbs up emoji.
Yeah.
And aside for that, Freedom of Speech Champion says, otherwise known as death lilies, hardly a good flower for a wedding. I had white roses and purple freesias in my bouquet.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can't even say that these days. You get arrested.
You get cancelled by the wokearty.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm not sure what we learned from that one, but, you know, a good story nonetheless. So, Matt, what are you going to play us out with and kick off 2020-26 in style?
Well, this is the big one. We've had the unstifled yawn. We've had the spring onions. And now we're going to the Sun Online headline, Food Fight. A-list actress reveals she gave now husband relationship ultimatum over his bizarre food habit.
Ooh, now this sounds good. Also, A-list actress, not just A-list smile.
Yeah. And also someone who arguably actually is A-list, unlike Holly Ramsey, I would suggest, because it begins, actress Keira Knightley says she almost ditched now husband James Wrighton because he ate only cheese on toast.
Yeah, I mean, that's gonna go down well in the old decree nicey.
Yeah, that's gonna be a new one for the lawyers to tangle with, isn't it? The Love Actually star had to give the Klaxon singer, 42, an ultimatum. The Klaxons, that's a name that I've not had to conjure with for the best part of two decades.
No, you don't hear much from them. But I imagine he's probably still doing something in music.
I imagine he's still trying to kickstart the new rave revival. The Klaxons, I literally can't remember any of the other bands who were part of that scene.
No, they did sort of take all the oxygen, didn't they?
It was a short-lived movement, and gratifyingly so, I'd say. Mm. Kira, 40, said he just couldn't cook. All he ate was cheese on toast.
Yeah, stick with what you know.
I was like, this is not going to work. He wouldn't even go out for dinner. He didn't understand going to restaurants. He was bizarre.
Wow, I mean, blimey, I don't know if many people would be happy with their partner making this sort of confession.
I mean, not understanding going to restaurants.
Yeah.
When other celebrities, all they seem to do is go and eat out.
Well, exactly. They should take a leaf out of the Biebers.
I love it. I'd love to. What part of it does he not comprehend?
Yeah.
You know, maybe he makes the fatal error of going into a Nando's and waiting for the waiter to come over and serve.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Kira said she managed to persuade him to test dishes with his eyes shut.
Okay.
She added, "My oldest friend is a proper old school bon viveur. We basically trained him. We took him out to restaurants and he wouldn't try anything. He was like a child. He used to shut his eyes and we'd be like, try it, try it." Kira, who wed James in 2013, told the Dish podcast he'd be like, "Okay, it's nice, it's nice." I
Well,
mean,
you know, that's all right.
yeah, fair play. And then it goes on to a completely different story, which is not in any way cheese on toast related. It says Knightley revealed early this month that she has only watched her Christmas classic film Love Actually once and has forgotten all her lines. Well, yeah.
I am disappointed. I thought she would watch it every day.
Yeah, she should be. She should be like that man in Swindon who used to be in the news regularly because he celebrated Christmas every single day.
Yeah, she basically should get up every morning, watch a bit of Pride and Prejudice, maybe bend it like Beckham in the afternoon, and then Love Actually in the evening,
Every
and
single day,
repeat.
every single day for the rest of her life. And if she doesn't, we should go to her front door with pieces of card saying, "Remember to watch Love Actually." The Brit says she is unable to recall them when asked by fans of the hit 2003 rom-com because she has a delete button in her head.
Yes, so do I for things that are well, I mean, I would say 22 years or 23 years old, but really it could be anything beyond about 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, I feel for her because if any of my fans came up to me in the street, Chris, and asked if I could recount an entire story I wrote about Flintshire Council in 2003, I'd probably say that I can't remember it.
Yeah.
She was only 17 when she starred as newlywed Juliet, who discovers her husband's best pal Mark, played by Andrew Lincoln, is secretly in love with her.
Yeah, it's not aged well, has it? Love Actually.
No, I think, yeah, I think these days you'd say that that particular scene is problematic. I think, yeah, Love Actually has not aged well, has it?
No.
And then the last bit just basically recounts what happens in Love Actually. I really should have a spoiler alert on there for anyone who's not watched it yet.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I might watch it tonight just to, catch up.
Yeah. I tell you what, it'd be so funny if my girlfriend came back in later and I'm sat here watching Love Actually. That would be very off-brand.
It would. It would.
Well, I think that's been a splendid start to 2026, Chris. I don't know if you agree.
I do agree. Yes, I think it's been great. And, it gives me hope for the rest of the year in terms of what sort of showbiz journalism is going to present us with.
Yep, it's I think it's safe to say that there's been no improvement as the year ticks
Yeah.
on because there's some absolute dross out there, which is good because that keeps us going.
It does indeed.
But until February, Chris, when we'll be back and hopefully the nights are getting a little bit longer and brighter, what should people do to engage with the old barely contained brand online?
Oh, well, I mean, they can go to YouTube, they can go to X at barely underscore pod, or they can go to Facebook and go and check out the whole archive by going to Barely Contain the Podcast, a special little site there.
Yep, they can, or they can go to Blue Sky if you're one of the people who've emigrated over there. Various links on there, and then of course, please do go to your podcatcher of choice. So wherever you listen to, if you're not on YouTube, but you're on Spotify or Amazon or Apple or any of the podcast services available to you, please do subscribe to us and give us a review, please. 5 stars would be a wonderful start to the year. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you in advance.
Yes. Well, that's it for January. We'll be back in February. So it just leaves me to thank Chris Beckett.
Thank you, Matt Withers.
And thank you, the listeners, and a happy new year to you and your kin.
Yeah, happy new year, guys. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.